Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to check out Amazon Prime Instant Video. The white banner is on our website and it gives you instant movies and TV shows. Amazon Prime Instant Video, click on the white banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and you can start your free trial right now. And now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Mike.
Everybody looking forward to this 4th of July holidays?
Is that the one? Is the one with the fireworks?
A company that makes a breathalyzer for phones analyzed their data to figure out a bunch of statistics on summer drunkenness.
So it's actually something that attaches to your phone? It couldn't be like an app.
It is an app.
An app within a phone analyze drunkenness?
The attachment that goes on, it's much like a breathalyzer.
It's an attachment that goes on there.
So it's a hardware and software.
You know, I don't give a rat's ass about the details. What I care about are these fabulous statistics that I want to get to. And I'd really like to be able to produce pronounced statistics.
Mike, maybe that'll be mentioned in your list of things about summer drunkenness. Mm.
Summertime. The 4th of July. Mm-hmm. Is the drunkest? Oh, by the way, do you have your summer mix? I know. When do you normally play?
We will air that on the July 3rd episode. Is that right, Pony?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'll air that. Do you want me to email it to you so you can play it?
No, I would like you to play. Can you play it twice? Can you play it on the July 3rd episode and play it
in today's audio vault?
Today.
Let me see if I have it. I believe I do.
Do you have it? Because I'd love to. Yeah, I know.
he doesn't like that.
He hates it. The 4th of July is the drunkest day of the summer.
I could see that.
And guess what is the second drunkest day of the summer?
Mike O'Mara's birthday.
July 3rd.
Oh, because of the buildup, I suppose. Yeah.
I suppose. The week leading up to the 4th of July, that would be next week.
Yes.
That's the drunkest week of the year.
Because people probably take off. And they have the entire week off, and they're just getting hammered. I got an invitation to a barbecue next Friday, and the initial invitation was your typical invitation. And then the follow-up email said, hey, we're all adults. Let's all Uber to the house.
That's a brilliant idea. That's a great idea.
Just a friendly reminder.
Because it's also day drinking, which is the most wonderful kind of
drink. Yes. And the best thing about day drinking that day, Mike, is that you start drinking, I'd say, maybe 8 hours before sundown. So you're good and hammered by the time you start lighting the fuse and getting away.
And unfortunately, can I tell you what I'm most sad about for my 4th of July holiday?
What?
Is that our man from Bolivia will not be coming because I am terrified of fireworks. I am absolutely the only guy, you know, my nephew, Michael, who I think both you guys have had a chance to meet. My nephew, Mike, he may be the one that's... that's sacrificed for the entertainment of the family.
Tell him to blast shield up. Nice piece of plywood.
Because I really, I think we're gonna roll up to Bangor and maybe grab some of those legal Maine fireworks.
I feel that if you sound the alarm, Rob Ford could be there in 19 hours.
Just to light the fireworks.
Just to light the fireworks. He's not welcome to stay.
And then leave the next day. Well, I'd allow him the night. I'd allow him the night. Absolutely.
Also, think about this. There are so many people, and as we get older, and it's strange because we work in radio. Because our social cues are just kind of, they're different, right?
They're off. Yeah.
So when I got that follow-up email about Ubering somewhere, I realized, I was like, okay, clearly, why wouldn't you Uber to this barbecue? It probably had a lot to do with responsibility and people don't want to be liable if they're going to be
whoever's inviting you to this barbecue and saying that is an incredibly responsible person.
And also, I think people don't want people to pass out at their house and then they have to wake up in the morning.
Oh, that's true. If you Uber... You're guaranteed out.
And I'm fine with that, too. I think whatever, any way they get there, that's a terrific idea to get people the hell out. And, socially, I've never been that responsible. I'm the person that says,
I slept at your house.
It's 4:15. Where are you going?
Yeah. That's right.
I'm just going to the couch, Mike.
When Mike yells from his sun porch to the neighbors, we're not being that loud.
they have a map at this website that shows the states that are, and it's not listed numerically, so you just got colors, the blue being the least drunk and the red-orange color being the most. But they do have the five states that get the most hammered in the summertime.
Nice.
That's the whole summer. You know, here we go again. You know, this state, the more I read these lists, the more this state surfaces. Number one, West Virginia.
Yeah.
West Virginia.
Wild and wonderful.
Here's Nevada, the next one. That might have a Vegas Reno thing.
Several party towns, yeah.
Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. There you go. Carly could tell you that. Carly said that, you know, it was work, drink, screw. That was Pennsylvania, basically.
That's actually, isn't that on the flag?
Yeah.
And
here's a wild card.
Yeah.
My home state, Connecticut. Connecticut was at number four.
Wow. You know, a lot of the states you're mentioning, Pennsylvania not so much, but the other ones are smaller states.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it has to do with that.
For the most hammered, you will never, ever get number five. You'll never get it.
Alaska.
I guarantee you won't get it. No. No. Excuse
me. Going alphabetically. Oscar, do you care to venture a guess? Do you know any of our states?
Florida.
No, that's an easy choice. I think that's an obvious choice.
Florida. I know
Florida
what.
On the lower end of things.
Oh. I know what because you hate this state. Indiana.
Indiana is not correct. I'd never get this. Nebraska.
Axarben.
What
spelled
else
backwards.
Is there to do?
Well, there's a lot of states like that, but
stakes.
I'm just surprised, you know, with the wide open spaces and all that. The five states that stay the soberest are, this surprised me, Kentucky.
They're lying.
Now, here's the thing. with the beach communities, Delaware. I would think Delaware would get drunky drunk.
Oh, but really? they crack down when those bars close in Delaware, like at Rehoboth Beach, but what's the bar?
Yeah, Rehoboth is Delaware.
Yeah, Rehoboth, but there's Rehoboth and Dewey. I'm sorry, Dewey. At 1 a.m., whenever they close, the cops are out in force. They shut you down.
Yeah. Those 11-year-old cops they have down at those beach communities?
Yeah. Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I remember those.
Well, they shut you down.
Cops.
There's nowhere you can go because you go home and pass out.
Can I guess on a sober state?
Yes.
Utah.
Utah is next. Absolutely right.
Yes. Yes.
Right after
you.
Delaware. Mormons. Utah, Missouri, and then the last one, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
What do they have?
Too busy doing
nice
math.
Sunsets and adobes, right? I mean, that's
don't
what
drink, Mikey. Don't
that's
drink right. when you're taking pills.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, and hold on. Oh, we have one addition to the five states get the most hammered. This was not a state.
What is it?
This is my living room.
Oh.
Thank you very much. Yes, I appreciate it. Start the show. Do you have your summertime?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Let's have some water. Let's have water, please. Any special questions?
Is that $3,000 bounty on the shark in cash or check?
I don't think that's funny at all. Sorry.
All right, all right. That's private business between you, fisherman, and Mrs. Kentner.
You all know me. Know how I earn a living. I'll catch this bird for you, but it ain't gonna be easy. It's bad fish. Not like going down the pond chasing bluegills or tommy cats. This shark, swallow you whole. Shaking, tenderizing, down you go. And we gotta do it quick. That'll bring back the tourists. That'll put all your businesses on a paying basis. But it's not gonna be pleasant. I value my neck a lot more than $3,000, Chief. I'll fine him for three, but I'll catch him and kill him. For 10. You gotta make up your minds. You wanna stay alive and ante up? You wanna play it cheap? Be on welfare the whole winter. I don't want no volunteers. I don't want no mates. There's too many captains on this island. $10,000 for me by myself. For that, you get the head, the tail, the whole damn thing.
Thank you very much, Mr. Quint. We'll take it under advisement.
Mr. Mayor, Chief, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Fiber Studios in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too,
ladies and gentlemen.
Our show today brought to you by Touch of Modern. I love this website. You're going to love it, too. This is really a website that is used by people that want state-of-the-art stuff, cutting-edge stuff, great design stuff, and stuff at a great price point that people will say, where'd you get that? And you'll tell them, I went to touchofmodern.com. Touchofmodern.com. Do me a favor. Go there now. Millions of people have already made it their source for daily discovery of fascinating one-of-a-kind products at prices you will not believe. We all love the site. It's always cool, always changing, and we're constantly drawn back to the site to see what's new. They update it on a daily basis. Touch of Modern scours the globe for unique design-focused products to forge your style. They have all sorts of great tech gadgets, great stuff for your iPhone, the accessories, the cases. They got vintage watches, cool. New watches, sexy home decor. They've got men's fashions and accessories. They're sure to get you noticed. It's a fantastic website.
It is.
Lots of fun just to surf it. You can check it out anytime you want, and as I said before, update it on a daily basis. Touch of Modern, new sales launching every single day. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today, because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast line. touchofmodern.com. All right, I don't want to wait any longer. I've been thinking about it. Play your fantastic summer song.
You're sweet, Mike. Thank you.
And then you get a replay of it on the 4th of July weekend.
Exactly, so. But here we go. The July 4th Mega Mix in 3, 2...
This is the worst 4th of July ever. I hate America.
Let's say it with firecrackers and banners held high. Let's have a real old-fashioned, noisy 4th of July.
Skyrockets in flight.
Woo!
Afternoon delight.
Whoop.
Yeah. Sparks will fly.
Let me stand next to your fire.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Try to set the night on fire.
Celebrate the independence of your nation by blowing up a small part of it.
In the summertime.
Hot fun in the summertime.
Lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
Summertime, 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 summertime.
Summertime.
But there ain't no cure for the summertime.
Hot town, summer in the city.
Summer sun, something's been.
A summer wind.
A summertime.
A summer love.
Girls in the summer clothes.
It was summertime in northern Michigan.
All hits all summer long on WAVA.
You yell barracuda. Everybody says, huh? What? You yell shark. We've got a panic on our hands on the 4th of July.
Are hailing over Little Eden.
Hey, baby, at the 4th of July.
Fire. I bet this place sells illegal fireworks.
God bless
America.
America.
Young America.
To the kids in America.
Bye-bye, Miss America.
United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
I believe in America. America's made my fortune.
Mexican America,
great American melting pot.
To look for America.
America.
Okay, now, everybody, stand back while I celebrate freedom.
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 They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Talking about freedom.
Freedom.
Don't be afraid of your freedom.
Yeah, I'm free.
I'm free to do what I want.
Any old
time.
Freedom.
You're gonna stand there owning a
fireworks, Dan. And tell me you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles, or screaming memes. You don't got no lady fingers, buzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doodahs, crap flappers. No spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips and dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser.
God bless the USA.
A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July.
Jerry Todd.
Whatever the product, let's face it, the Japanese have always had that little extra something special. But it's important to make sure as Americans that our priorities are with domestically produced products. Because let's face it, there's a different kind of war going on today.
I'm a U.S. mayor.
Serving USA.
Get propelled back home from overseas to the USA.
R-O-C-K in the USA. R-O-C-K in the USA.
Wow. I love that. I love that. I love that.
You're very kind, Mike. Thank you.
That is worth hearing twice, put together by Rob Spiewak.
Feels like summer now.
Patriot. Yeah, it's summertime. It's good stuff. I like that. Really, really good. And that took you a good long time to put together, didn't it?
What it is, it started when Oscar said, you mean you don't have the tape of David Spade talking about fireworks in Joe Dirt? I said, no. And I pulled it and I said, you know what would go good with that? And it became pretty much of a day. But it was a lot of fun to put together. So.
Yeah, well, it was worth it. I love that. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We have been delaying this for a very, very long time, but I think since it's the beginning of the show, we might as well do what we normally do at the beginning of shows, and that is meet the new intern.
Oh,
it's time to meet him right now. Sorry about that.
No, I'm kidding, of course.
You know, before I do that, I just have to say, though, I had the most ridiculously Irish blubbery moment with my son today, and this is just a throwaway, and Carla, I think, chuckles at me when I get emotional, but he was going down for his morning nap. He was up at 5:30. Mrs. O'Mara allowed me to sleep till 7 o'clock this morning, which was just incredible.
Nice.
Absolutely thrilling to be able to do that. And as he was going away, there was just so much. He wanted to give me a hug, and then he wanted to come back, and he wanted to give me another hug, and then he wanted to come back, and he wanted to give me a third hug. And he was just such a big ball of LUV. And he's walking away, and suddenly it hit me like a freight train, and I got so emotional. I'm getting emotional talking about it. I just lost it. Just saying to myself, at 56 years of age, I've got this little creature in my life, and it was, I love my daughters more than anything in the whole wide world. A father-son thing is strange. It's different. It's not the
very
same.
Very different.
And I never knew this, so these are all surprises to me, and just love the little guy. With that said,
yes.
Coming in future shows, I will be recording this young man when he makes reptilian velociraptor sounds that are in the middle of his frustration and his borderline tantrums. Well, they're not borderline, and it's incredible. So that's on the way.
But we should be speaking to the fact that it's a surprise, and I went through it the same because we had Julia first.
Right.
Don't you find that you feel that there's no way you could ever love anything as much as your first kid? And then all of a sudden it happens again, and it happens different.
Yeah. It's all degrees of and I think I may have offended Mrs. O'Mara yesterday when I said I love this creature more than anything on the planet, and she kind of gave me, you know, that's what women do sometimes. She gave me that look. I'm like, not you, of course.
No.
It wasn't directed at you.
Honey, it's not a contest.
It's just a blast.
Settle down.
It's a blast, and it's like the speed of it is resonating more with me now. How fast they do grow up.
Blowing by.
And it's just it's cool. It's a cool experience.
Is he 23 months this month?
He's actually 18 years old now.
No kidding. Driving like a smart as a whip. This one.
He is 23 months old. Next month will be his second birthday,
and
we're gonna do Strip Down to the Diaper. Piper, smash cake again. He gets his smash
him
cake.
Or
that'll probably
you.
Be the, that'll probably be the last one. We, Mom and Dad had our own smash cake a short time ago. That's what we enjoyed. But all right, now with that sweet moment, I'd counter it with, it's always nice to meet the new interns. We have to put this lad where I can see him. I have not gotten a good look at him.
Can you swap with Pony? Can you do that?
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
By the way, we already met our other intern who's on campus today, Noelle.
Yes.
And it's nice to have her here. And how is Noelle doing in her first week working
couple
on
weeks.
The show?
She's been here for a couple weeks. She's doing
couple
great.
Weeks.
She's great, advanced in 2 weeks what it took Mac 18 months to do. And I think that speaks well of her. Mike, I'd like you to meet Mr. Jason Brightman.
Now, Jason, let me ask you this. You're familiar with the show, correct?
Yes, I am.
So you should understand that things said on the show, we're normally saying them for comedic value and not necessarily to be personal. But I will tell you, even in profile, as I am looking at you through the high-definition camera, you resemble a Swedish serial killer.
It's the blonde hair, blue eyes, Mike. I'm sorry. I can't do anything
so
about
you've
that.
Got the blonde hair thing going. And your full name again is?
Jason Malone Brightman.
Jason Malone nice. Brightman.
Yes. What's your social security number?
Oh, gosh.
There you go. His pin is Bosco.
Jason, where do you hail from, boy?
Well, my dad was in the military, so all over. But I'm born in Northern Virginia, actually. So
Northern Virginia.
The truth, son.
What part? What part?
Fairfax.
All right, nice. Yep. Fairfax.
All right, so when you were a little lad, you listened to some of the shows? Is that how you got into
I was
the
only
show,
here or? Until I was two. I don't know if my parents would have...
Oh, so you didn't. So you're new. You're a podcast listener then.
Yes.
That's very that's cool. Good. How'd you discover the show?
Actually, Rob came in and spoke to one of my classes at George Mason. And,
there you
see?
Go.
Ah.
Yep. Yep.
You. Thanks to our mutual
Rob
friend, Roger.
Rob the fruits yep. of your life. How does that feel, Rob? Stuff you never would have done if we didn't kick you in the ass. How does that feel that has come to fruition? I am, you know who I'm proud of? I'm proud of me. I am proud of me. That's fantastic. That is great. So it really worked. I thought you'd chase people away.
Well, you see, really, Mike, doing it, I felt ridiculous. And
did you really feel when you Rob went to George Mason University and spoke to a what class was it, Jason?
It was radio workshop, just a
workshop.
Yes. But the teacher, a gentleman named is Roger Smith, is the teacher.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes?
Yep.
He actually opened it up to all his classes, and it
sounds
was
like something you put down on a ledger when you go into a motel.
That's right.
What's your name? Roger Smith.
Roger Smith, and we don't have any luggage, and we'll be checking out by.
Wait a minute, Roger Smith. That's the guy that runs the business school that Oscar goes to.
No, that's a different guy.
Robert H. Smith.
Oh, Robert H.
Brother. The H is important.
Mike, they're all members of Big College.
Big College. Yes, go
but
ahead.
But Roger opened it up to all of his classes, and it was fairly well attended. It was like a conference room, but I'd say there was probably 25 or 30 students
yeah,
there.
Yeah, the place was packed. It's a small room, but it was packed.
It
yeah.
was neat. It was fun. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what I
How
do
you do in that environment? I'm terrified of that environment. I do not like speaking in a small group. I'll do great with 800 people plus. I do not do good with the intimates. That's why I've never done it.
It's a lot tougher when it's that size and it's that intimate because they're right on you. It went very well because Roger set the table very nice and he kind of guided me in what he wanted his students to hear from me. And they were very receptive and it went very well. But I felt silly because, you know, what we do is our job, certainly, but... As my wife says, I hope you like our house. It was paid for by puns and fart jokes because, that's essentially what we do. And he was very cool. And Roger focused on the transition of terrestrial radio fading and podcasting becoming a something. And
I'm going to stop for a second and address this to Carrie Spiewak.
Thank you, Mike.
Carrie, this show, and first of all, I love your little birthday greeting saying you didn't give me a gift. That was fun, too, but your husband did. And Carrie, just lighten up, all right? You understand me? You don't listen to the show. Don't demean the show in front of your friggin' neighbors when your husband does more. It's more than effing puns and fart jokes,
Carrie.
What
she's doing is she's demeaning Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, and you know what? And in the old days.
And where, Mike, and that is learned behavior.
That's their
That was like, you said that, and I went 1,000, 2,000. Hold on a second. Puns and fart
I think
jokes.
It's important, though, that that Rob got a chance to get out there because, look, this being an entrepreneur and really driving this business as partners, and I consider our audience and the people that listen to this program partners as well. We all have to do things that we're not really comfortable with,
and
right?
And you know what? Having done it once, he's invited me to come back next semester, and I hope to make it a regular stop because it's great. And I wasn't that long ago. Well, it was a quarter of a century ago, but it doesn't seem that long ago that I was in the same place as those students. And it's exciting when you get to talk to someone who's in the business. So I kind of got that, too.
So, Jason, were you oblivious to the Mike O'Mara show prior to Mr. Spiewak's little talk?
Not completely. I did know the Don and Mike show. I knew when you were on Terrestrial.
Okay.
Big fan of WJFK. Of course, my career is leaning towards sports, but so I do follow them a lot. But yeah, it was something new to me. As soon as he came in and started talking to us, I went on to the website and started listening to every show as far back as I could, listened to every show after that, tried to follow up, and then just realized that this was something that I really wanted to do. And one of the big points that Rob made when he came in to talk to the class was that this was an internship unlike a lot of other radio internships, and that there's a lot of hands-on. You're going to be able to do a lot. You're going to be able to participate. You're going to be in front of the microphone, for God's sake. And it turned out to be a great fit, and I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah,
so what is your
great.
What is your end game? Do you want to be a sportscaster? You want to be a sports commentator?
George Michael.
What are you?
Chance Michael.
Well, I actually since I've applied for the internship, I've been hired as the director of sports programming at WGMU.
Yep.
Look at that.
Now, when you say hired, when you say that, so they've got is that
selected?
Is that
might be a better word.
Yeah. Is that a paying position? I never got hired for anything at WMU, and you met with the guys that run the station over there, and
yep.
They decided they want you to be the sports guy.
Yep, Jesse Robinson, the general manager there, hired me on, and. Yeah, it's work study, actually, so I will be getting some pay.
Look at this.
Oh, that's great. That's
wow,
so cool.
Good for
that
you.
Is really... Hey, kudos to GMU for doing that. I think that's good stuff. I like that.
They
and,
got
you know,
a nice
got...
little setup over there. I was very, very impressed by their station. They've got like a student union that almost looks like...
I've seen it. Absolutely.
Like a, almost exactly, like a yeah. shopping mall. It has that sort
right.
of feel to it.
Right.
And their radio station faces out, so they get traffic walking by and people looking in. It's a nice little setup.
Mm-hmm. And so you are going to be doing any kind of play-by-play or anything like that?
Actually,
are you doing any broadcasting?
Yes, actually, the guy whose position I took, Ben Simpson, he was the ladies' basketball play-by-play.
Yeah, he was.
And I'm actually going to be... I'm going to be trying to step in to take his position. That's
that
not
mean?
Finalized.
Will you get
yet.
As much tail as Ben Simpson?
Yeah.
Ben Simpson.
Ben Simpson, Mike.
Ollie, Ben Simpson.
Ben Simpson and Roger Smith.
Did he leave? Was there a scandal? What happened?
No. Wow. He's been there for 3 years, just graduating.
Too
just
many
graduated.
Locker room
so
interviews.
So I hear.
And the basketball program, that's no slouch over at GMU. At
no.
Patriot Center. That's
women's
a pretty good
basketball,
deal, right?
Mike.
The women's basketball is much better, actually, not to crush the men's. But the men's, they just got rid of their coach.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of promise coming in. But, yeah,
you get that a lot
story
of schools
program.
Where the women's
it's
program
It's Division
I
basketball. I can't complain about that experience.
On the mat.
Right, very
that's
good.
For sure.
That's good. Yeah. Well, welcome. And the prime directive, of course, for our show is D. G-H. Do you know what those letters mean?
I do not.
Oh.
It's don't get happy. All
yeah.
right.
Okay.
So no back slapping for yourself or anything like that, but it's good to have you along.
And he's excited, Mike, because as soon as we finish this episode, it's back home to Copenhagen.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And Noelle, how are you enjoying everything at the internship?
It's great. I love it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And everybody's treating you well, and you're doing all your duties satisfactorily?
Yeah, just doing the whole little technical director whatnot over here, doing the
cameras. Yeah,
man. Took a day off.
I got a flight out to Coachella next week, but I'm doing the... Little TD whatnot thing.
So that's cool. Very cool. I like that kind of hippie speak, Noelle. That's very cool. We will take a break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
What they did is systematically took away any ability to be spontaneous, to think about whether or not you are. Say it.
Mike just took off his shirt.
He sure did.
I'm very clean.
Hey,
wow.
Does your golden necklace ever get tangled in that hair?
It's not golden. It's silverish.
Oh, okay. Oh, well,
I think it's platinum. I think it's platinum.
Of course it is.
You, Rob.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Yeah, we didn't do that when the interns were there on the bonus show this week. Partial nudity, ladies and gentlemen. So later
tasteful,
on
today, though, Mike. Tasteful.
Tasteful nudity on the... that's right. I'm half naked on the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour. If that was not enough motivation to get you to do it, go ahead. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Sleep Number. We love our Sleep Number beds. You'll love it, too. You see, Sleep Number created a bed that allows couples to choose their individual comfort on each side of the bed. Right now, mine's an 85. Carlos is a 65. It's wonderful. In fact, Sleep Number bed was named the best bed for couples by a leading consumer magazine. Only Sleep Number beds have this dual air technology. We talk about it all the time. I talked about it yesterday where when you roll around, you toss and you turn, your partner is not going to be affected by it because you've got your own platform that you're sleeping on. And all Sleep Number beds are available with Sleep IQ technology that tells you exactly how to have the best sleep of your life. There is nothing to wear, nothing to turn on. All you have to do is sleep, which is easy because this is the best darn bed I've ever had. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carlos is a 65. Come in right now during the lowest prices of the season. You can save $400 on the final closeout of a queen or king Sleep Number C4 mattress set. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. And we thank you. All right. I was surfing yesterday or the day before. I'm trying to remember when it was. And I posted a really, really lovely video of a kid with cerebral palsy that was assisted by his coach running a race that the other students were running. And at the end of the race, the students all ran the last leg with him and gave him this amazing cheer and gave him, you know, chanted his name. And then they had a quote from the kid on how uplifting that was for him. It was just a great thing to share. And it got me to thinking about social media and how I use it and what I post on there. And I suddenly said to myself, you know, I do a lot of things on social media where I'll share pictures of my kid. Sure. Charla does it a lot, and that's okay. I think people in our listening audience seem to respond very positively. Milestones with my son, that's always real good. That's positive. That's uplifting. I will also occasionally go to some political site that agrees with me and wants to say something, and I'll post that. Now, I did it a couple of days ago as well with an Australian comic that was talking about gun control. And it was hysterically funny, and it echoed my sentiments. But then I thought, you know, if I was just posting some dry article about gun control where I know that, you know, tons of people that are friends of mine, tons of people that listen to me are going to disagree with my philosophy on that, that's not going to make people happy. And it's not that I want to make people happy on social media, but I started thinking about a post that I saw which showed a young mother surrounded by some teenagers, and they pulled her by the hair, and her baby was in her arms, and the baby fell, and it was just absolutely horrible. And then another guy posted an ISIS video of one of their latest executions.
Get the wrong friends, Mike.
It's disgusting.
It's, on Facebook, jeez.
You might want to thin them out a little bit.
But well, no, I mean, I think that goes out to tons of people, not just me. And it got me to thinking that I'm going to work harder at the way I share stuff on Facebook, because
the way you share or what you share?
What I share.
Okay.
Because I really said, you know, a couple of those videos put me into the most horrible funk, especially the one with the, and of course it was black teenagers attacking a white girl. So the person that put it up there obviously puts a lot of that, you know, look what the black people did. I'm sorry, that's the way it's done.
Right.
And I really said to myself, it's despicable what they did, and absolutely horrible what they did. But at the same time, I said, what is this doing other than stoking hatred? You know, you're taking this. Do you think I have to know that there are despicable human beings from all different races? I know that they're horrible people that do things like this.
And if you call them on it, they'll always say the same thing. Well, you need to be made aware of it so we can change it.
So we can change the debate so we don't have to pick on this particular race because these people do this.
Right.
It's like, that's what it is. And it's so, what's the word I want to use? It's so exacerbating. It's so soul-sucking.
Yeah.
It is just
I see,
so
I feel
depressing.
The same way about, and to be fair to everybody, and a lot of people do this,
right.
But when anybody posts anything political on their page, and this is not singling you out, Mike, or anybody else, I effing, like, send me the videos of the horrible, almost like deadly accidents in Russia with those dash cam videos. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll watch those all day. But as far as
well, hold on, let me stop you there, because if we're going to really break this down, if we're really going to analyze
right.
The dash cam, there is carnage that is you can kind of separate from, and then there is carnage that can be, again, soul-sucking. You know what I mean?
Ultimately, it has to be an accident where you can say, thankfully, he was okay.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But
that's the way it works.
You always see the Ruski get out, and he's got his top hat on, and, right. and he's fine, right?
Because that's okay.
Because the 18-wheeler almost missed him. Somehow
and he walks
survived,
away.
And he walks away. Or the guy that wrecks his bike does like a Spider-Man somersault and lands on top of the car feet first.
Right.
And you're like, whoa, how did that happen?
I have to cop to this. Somebody sent me the Saudi Arabian drifting. Have you guys seen any
I haven't
of these
seen
now
videos?
Is that like the driving drifting?
Driving drifting. And
okay.
They do it. They are apparently, I don't know if it's epidemic over in Saudi Arabia, but they said it to the one I saw was Saudi Arabia. And they showed this car with maybe four or five guys inside of it. And it goes into a death roll, and all five guys bought the farm, and this car is spinning up in the air, and it does so many turns, and then these guys are coming out not all whole when they come out the windows of this car.
God.
And apparently this is happening all the time, and that stuff, you know, I'm embarrassed to say, strangely detached from that. I don't know why. I was just watching the guys that
It is so spectacular, and I don't mean that as praise, but I mean it's a spectacle. It almost stops being real.
That's why people slow down in traffic, but I'm not proud of it by any stretch of the imagination.
Right, right.
But but I understand. And that's the part where I was thinking about the idea of maybe wanting to do better. Because, Oscar, my politics are my politics. And even it's very selfish when you post something that your philosophy, the way you, just like when you go on a thread and you jump in on something. I posted a video of this comedian, Jim Jefferies, from Australia.
He's very, very up to the... He's very edgy and very funny.
He's very edgy. He's very political. And he did a hysterical bit on gun control. And I posted this on Facebook. And immediately I poked the bear, the gun-lusting bear in America, where every one of these people was jumping on me and jumping on... And... you know, he even says it in his comedy routine. He says, I know that 50% of my audience isn't going to agree with me on this. He said, out of the 50% that don't agree, 40% are going to sit there and say, 30% are going to sit there and say, we disagree, but it's comedy and I'm going to laugh at the bit. And then 10% are going to say, oh, those are nice chandeliers. And they're kind of drifting off and not paying attention. And then he said 10% are going to be furious at me and going to be angry at me. But I thought about it because I think I get depressed when somebody foists their own political views on my Facebook. I'm not there to do that. But then another part of me says, maybe I should do it because it needs to be done. I don't know.
It's a time and place thing. And also I think it has to do with the content. What I hate is when someone finds some cherry-picked detail or story or statistic that is bad about, say, the current presidential administration.
Yes.
And they write that statistic and they say, well, there's your president.
Yeah.
Well,
so much divisive.
Yeah. That doesn't help because you know what? You've already made up your mind by posting it. And because you're a jackass, you're not going to change anybody's mind who's opposing
I think the people that post that know what they're getting into. They absolutely know what they're getting into.
But they want it, and they're stupid
to
want it.
To be fair, Mike knew what he was getting into when he posted that. He knew he was going to get some sort of a backlash.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure,
I knew that I didn't think I'd get as many. I didn't because
but you knew that there was going to be something.
But I think there are a ton more people. I'll post something like Michael Smashcake, and I'll get 1,000 likes on it.
Right.
I get like 130. on the video about gun control. And I'll tell you why. You get 130 because there are a lot of people that enjoyed it, but they're not necessarily going to, you know, click on that and say they like it. And you can disagree with me on this if you want, but I think they don't do that because we're afraid. We are absolutely afraid of this subject in this country like nobody's business.
However, you did something smart. Is even though you are in agreement with what this guy is saying, you didn't
just
post.
And I said that. I said that when I posted the video.
But you didn't just post up there, you know what, I hate guns or I hate people that use guns or guns are stupid. What you did is you put up something that sort of not only supports it, but presents it in a more palatable
way.
I
think it's hilarious that people would even write into Mike because they know his stance. And if they're writing them, they probably know his politics at
right.
this point.
And they're
right?
not going to change
so
him.
So no one wins. And on the outside, looking at people that are race baiting online, whether it be Twitter or Facebook, I think it's hilarious that if you know that personality, that you write in and waste your time trying to change their point of view. Because
you're
these people,
right. you're absolutely
Facebook
right.
is not where it's going
to
happen.
That's not going to happen, and the odds of them reading every comment are slim to none.
Well, let me do this. I think this is the way I'm going to do it because I have posted not a lot, really.
No,
I really don't.
Well, we're coming up on an election year, so you're going to see so much more of it.
I think what I'm going to try to do, I'm going to post, you know, if something is really funny, and the whole thing with Jim Jeffries talking about an issue that I feel strongly about, gun control. I was laughing just as much as I was saying, yeah, you're absolutely right. I was laughing about it, but it's a beautiful way, I
He's
think,
a smart
to, get,
man.
To get your point across. And it was kind of funny. And then, you know, people immediately saying, what was the one person that said? Well, of course, they've got that problem licked because they are an island.
What?
They can control their guns because they're on an island. It's like, oh, God. Okay, if that's what I'm dealing with. We have, he's funny because he talks about it in the bit. I understand. And here's the thing. When you said, I like lots of people that love guns.
Yeah.
I like lots of people that love. Lots of people that love guns are my friends, okay? That's the way it is with that. But my they know my politics. That's the way it goes. But I think what I'm going to try to do is a better job of not just putting the divisive stuff up. The stuff that's really going to split us. And I think comedy sometimes brings people together.
I agree.
Maybe articulates a point of view that makes people think a little bit without pissing them off.
Also,
some people are always going to be pissed
some of
off.
Your most and because you have this gift to actually articulate yourself well, written or verbal, that when you write something out and it's personal from you,
right.
I've been moved more so by a post that you've written personally, regardless mm-hmm. of the subject matter, than a repost or a shared link
yep.
or by anybody. Because
right.
when somebody takes the time to write something and you have the time to actually read it, you can digest it in a certain way to say, this person is taking the time to write this post.
Right.
I understand. I'm trying to, regardless of the topic, I will try to understand where they're coming from.
And I also yep. think, Mike, something smart that you've said is to avoid being divisive. And I follow your post very closely. And we said earlier that if you put anything on Facebook, chances are you're not going to change anyone's mind.
Yeah.
Either they agree with you or they're not going to change their viewpoint. What you post that I love, you can do political posts about when you're proud of our country, proud of our servicemen or something like that. And that, I think, is so pure. And that's something
cool.
that brings people
no
together.
Agenda.
Like I remember when
nice.
We spent the night covering the election, the most recent presidential election at your house.
Mm-hmm.
And when the show was over, we all walked into your living room and a group of us, I'd say maybe a dozen, maybe 14 people, watched the announcement that Barack Obama had been reelected. And the next day, you had written a post about how proud you were of our country, how far we'd come, and how nice that was to share that moment with friends and loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And that's political because you're saying, hey, this is a candidate that I support. I've supported him since his first term.
Yeah.
But it's not divisive. It's celebrating it. And I think that is the direction
to go. Much more depth.
Yeah, bring people together, man.
Well, I'm going to just try to make things. I love the people that will share something with me or a post will come by that makes me feel
yeah.
good to be a human being. And that little post with the coach that ran with the kid with CP made me feel so
wonderful.
Good to be a human being.
Really
that's
wonderful.
That's the best use
There's
of social media.
There's a post
media.
Going around right now of the hottest weather girl from Latin America I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And
now,
she's
see, that
out
is
in Mexico
right in
City.
Back of that right in back of that kid with CP is
oh,
the,
totally.
that post with the I really I right now by Oscar doing that, I want to be clear. has just taken my mind off the show, because now all I want to do is find that online. That's what I want to do. That's what I'm going to be searching for.
She could say that a tornado just ravaged a town and Mexico City, and you wouldn't even care, because you're sitting there, you're like, I don't even know what you're saying.
Can you get a little more information to give me when we come back?
Send a link to him, and also please send a link to channel 4, 5, 7, and 9. Maybe they will take the hint.
We'll take a break, come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to tell you about a fantastic new company, Graze.com.
Yay.
That's Graze.com. They can show you the healthy side of snacking, and you can try it for free if you use the code TMOS. Graze.com is a snack service that you are going to love, because not only do they have phenomenal snacks, but they have healthy snacks. They have nutritionally balanced snacks with none of that garbage inside of them. They're fantastic, nutritious snacks that are sent right to your home or your office. The snacks are perfectly proportioned packs. They're perfect for when you're on the go, and they have 100 unique snack creations, always something new and different to try for your personal taste. I love the whole grain banana shortbread dippers with caramel sauce, and they are only 150 calories. I defy you to go to your mailbox, open up this package, eat a whole grain banana shortbread dipper, and tell me that it tastes like 150 calories. Quite the opposite. It will blow you out of the water. Every delivery is a personalized healthy snack box customized to your taste. Plus, each snack in your box is approved by Graze.com's nutritionist and contains no GMOs, no artificial flavors, no trans fats. They are amazingly delicious, and they're healthy. You can eat and lose weight, stay on a weight program. You can eat healthy. That's the important part. Go to Graze.com, that's Graze.com, right now to get a free trial box that includes four of their top-rated and most delicious snacks. Remember to use our special code TMOS. You get a free box.
Nice.
That's Graze.com and our code for your free box of snacks. Do it today and try those dippers. They are so fantastic. Really, they're worth the whole thing. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Did we find the weather lady yet?
Yeah, I'm sending it to you right now.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Is it coming on my phone?
No, it won't come on your phone.
Easy.
All right, very good.
Watch your phrasing, please.
Sometimes, sorry about that.
Twice.
If
you want to type in, I'll give you the name, all right?
Thank
you. Type this in. It's probably easy.
Then we can move on with the show. Thank you very much.
Meteorology, future divorce,
shut up. Thank you. Go ahead.
Her name is Yanet, Y-A-N-E-T, and then Garcia.
G-A-R-C-I-A.
There you go.
Then we go with images.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hello.
Right?
Oh, look at that low pressure system.
Oh, no. What are you doing?
Where does she do the weather?
Mexico City.
From my
pants! Oh, Mexico.
There you go.
Oh, that's...
That's not appropriate.
Mind yourself, Jason. Oh, grande temperatura.
Dios mío.
31 temperatura. Ooh, chilio.
I used to have a couple guys I worked with.
Holy crap.
In Baltimore. Right. And you know, I don't have fond memories of working at that CBS cluster there, though. There are some good people that worked and that weren't in management, just
and
in
some Satanists staff. And some Satanists that worked
yes,
there
yes.
as well, right?
Especially in the production department. And for anybody out there that doesn't know radio, it's the people that cut the commercials or create imaging and the sound of the station. And I'd always walk in their office, and on mute, they would have Univision on. And I actually said, "Do you guys speak Spanish?" And they said, "No, we just like watching."
True. There's not a gringo in the world that won't turn on Univision and watch that, and just especially the soap operas.
Do you remember when we gave up? We finally gave up on All My Children, and we watched Peligrosa for a year and a half. Not a year and a half, but we kind of could follow the plot. Kind of.
Yeah, you knew who the bad people were.
Yeah.
And and there was, you know what, in the Hispanic soap operas, there was always the evil matriarch, wasn't there?
Yes,
there was always like the grand dam that would be there going, oh, yeah, hey.
And then there was a guy, there was always a guy that was playing younger than he actually was. He was handsome, but he was a lot more handsome 10 years ago. And he was powerful.
Well, that's cultural,
and he pointed at a lot of things. Like
because an older man in Latin America is, here... Mike's living actually the Latin dream right now, because as the older you get, the younger your wife gets.
I see.
That should be how that works.
You got it. That's right. Absolutely.
He's living the dream. But and the soap operas, that's exactly how they play him
and
out.
And my favorite character in Peligrosa, Mike just played him. It was the mouse that was forever trying to steal the cheese.
Mike, I mentioned briefly before the show started that I'm going this Sunday to, it's called Crumbs and Whiskers. And
I'm Crumbs.
I'm Whiskers.
And this is the Crumbs and Whiskers show.
Oh, man. Thanks for joining us on Monday morning in the Litter Box.
The Litter Box with Crumbs and Whiskers.
Crumbs and Whiskers in the Litter Box. Okay.
Hey, on KATT.
Right. Okay, this weekend, who's going to be our big catnip winner today? Fantastic. All right. Oh, thanks for calling, darling. Ball of yarn line open. Hi, how you doing? Crumbs and Whiskers. All right, I'm sorry.
That's
I interrupted.
Fun.
Oscar, go right ahead.
So I thought it for earlier this week it was called Crumbs and Kittens, but my I was corrected. There is a new fad, but I think it's here to stay, that is really taking over the country, where people are opening up little shops, and this one is here in Georgetown, where you just go in and you pet cats.
Yep.
That's all you do.
But don't they serve
free Wi-Fi? You get to pet 19 cats that are there. It's like a lounge of sorts. And you can order tea. You can order pastries from restaurants around the area, especially
canned
this one
salmon.
In Georgetown. But you can also adopt these pets. I thought that
so that's the end game. It's a pet adoption.
You don't have to, though.
You just go and meet the kitties?
You could just go. Apparently,
that's the evening show, Mike,
this
on KITT.
This is big in Asia.
You're not going alone, are you? Please tell me you're not going alone.
No, I'm going because my girlfriend likes cats.
Oh, thank
and,
God. Jesus Christ, thank you for that.
And she said we should go. It is sold out till, at least as of last week, it was sold out till this coming Sunday, and they opened 2 weeks ago.
So there's like a cover charge?
Yeah, you pay $10 an hour to pet these cats.
I would go. What time do you have to be there? What time are you going to be there?
I think our appointment's at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock on a Sunday?
On a Sunday.
Mm. Okay, it's going to require some day drinking. I know you got the NBA thing going. I would go in there obliterated.
No.
I would go
here,
in there.
Kitty,
I would
kitty,
go...
kitty. Come here and see Oscar.
Look at this little calico. Look at this.
Come here, I want to pet you. What are you, some sort of calico cat?
You know what I would do? I would have like 11 smiling Irish bastards before I would go in there, and then I would go into the corner, and the first thing, I wouldn't say a word. I wouldn't speak to another human being in there. And the moment everybody was like, sit it down, I go.
How dare you?
Or.
What I thought was brilliant is, well, I stand corrected, on the weekends it's $12 an hour. So we have a reservation for $12 an hour.
I see. So and it's 12. How many hours are you going to spend there?
I think we have 2 hours.
5 minutes.
So that's 48 bucks.
2 hours.
Mm. 48 bucks. Wait. What I'm just deciphering this.
Change
right
back
now,
on a 50, Mike.
Yeah. You're spending $50 to go in and pet cats for 2 hours? Jesus Christ, go to a pound.
It's better. One, it's cleaner. Two, I think it's better than actually. There are a lot of people in the city that can't have pets, right?
And well, it's not like the cats aren't going to lick their bag, you know, because they're in a special room.
And also, Mike, there's a lot of people in the city that get cats and then get rid of them 9 days later.
Yeah. And I've been to those shelters, and they aren't that clean. So I agree
with you. The shelters can be a little gamey. They can be a little nasty.
It's around the corner. My girlfriend still wants a cat to this day. We're not going to get one, so this fills the void.
All right, do this. Will you do one thing for me right now? Type in Maine Coon cat.
Oh, this is
the
great cat.
This is the type of cat you need to get. As a matter of fact, if the O'Mara family were to ever get a cat, this would be the cat that I would get. Yeah,
and aren't they big?
That?
They're big,
that's,
right?
Yes, they're huge.
Looks like
these
it
are
needs
not
some bounty.
These are not little felines. This is a predator.
Yeah,
this is you're getting a legitimate predator right now.
No, I'm not going to pick it. No, Mike, we're just going to pet.
You're not going
to
buy
a cat? We're not buying. We're not picking one up. You don't have to do that. You just can go and pet. And apparently these cafes are actually relaxing.
What's it called again? What's the name of the place?
It's Crumbs and Whiskers.
Crumbs and Whiskers. Mike, I hold out that there is at least an 8 and maybe as high as a 12% chance this will result in him getting another cat.
No.
Yeah, you wouldn't
be going
along if you hadn't already gone along with the idea of picking up a cat.
No.
Do you have to pay for the cat if you get it, or can you just take it away?
Again, it's not
an
issue.
It's like stealing silverware, Mike. You put it in your purse.
Well, think about
steal
this.
Steal a cat.
Say you still owned O'Mara's, or at least a commercial complex, right?
Right, yes.
If you still owned a Maris, and I brought this up briefly on Big O and Dukes, but they want nothing to do with it. But if you had commercial space and you needed to open a business, right, and you wanted it to be low overhead.
Why don't we bring the people from Crumbs and Whiskers in on the show? Yeah, why don't we bring them
into
the studio?
We should. And she's very attractive. I saw her on the news, by the way.
Is she Latin?
I think that's the
weather lady. I'm sorry.
Oh, Indian. My God. That would be
We're
so great.
We're not all the same, Mike. Remember.
So the
fact that she's getting these pets from the Humane Society.
Right.
And it's like free labor. As they get adopted, more come in. You know, so you don't ever have to deal with, oh, my God, I don't have enough cats. There are always going to be cats to work the floor.
And what is the room you got
to work the floor?
Is it a restaurant? Is that where it is? Is it a restaurant?
No, it's in a standalone storefront, and you walk in, and it's got a bunch of furniture inside.
I'm guessing that because it's Georgetown, it's like next to a bakery and next to a hat shop.
Exactly.
And so, you know, it's all that stuff.
Pretty amazing.
And
Buenos días, el gato. Buenos días, el gato. Sí, sí. Hello, el gato.
Pretty phenomenal concept, though.
You know, I know him so well. I also remember this is why Oscar says yes to these things, too.
Because
not only will he have his lovely, lovely lady there, Shannon, a beautiful woman, but of course it will be a target-rich environment for the eyes, to feast on the eyes with beautiful, beautiful women all around.
Going there with Google
Glass.
Look at
the little kitty cat. Can I have a little more? Hello. Buenos dias, gatito. Buenos dias, gatito.
I did look for online for a cartoon-sized ball of yarn.
Yes.
As a bit to piss Shannon off.
Just bring it in your pocket.
Yes. Just bring it inside your jacket.
I
want
to put it in the trunk, like the cartoon size.
Oh, the big guy.
I can do you one better.
Yes.
I can do you one better, please. If there's anything comedically in your soul that would motivate you to do this, get yourself a laser pointer.
Oh,
please get a laser
pointer.
I could do that.
Oh, do you know that
smart.
There's gotten to a point now that when I open the pencil drawer of my desk, when I'm downstairs in my studio, Linus immediately starts looking at the carpet because he knows that that's where the laser pointer is. And Linus will chase it for hours. It's
so
great.
Hi, Oscar. And your name is Shannon. Oscar, Shannon. Welcome to Crumbs and Whiskers. We're terrific. And just have a seat over here on the corner, and I'll be right back with your Chardonnay. All right, that's good. There we go. Very nice. Thanks for coming by. Okay, is that a laser point? No. We don't allow laser pointers.
We don't allow laser pointers. Oh, for the love of God, no laser pointers, please. No laser pointers. Oh, my God, they're starting to tear into each other's flesh. Oh, Jesus, no. You've destroyed Crumbs and Whiskers.
Do you think that this concept, and I do, is going to really? There's a location here, first one in the city's in Georgetown. I think there's going to be one in Bethesda. There's going to be one.
Let me tell you what I think of this. If I give you this, let me tell you what I think of this concept. I think this is the concept.
You're a little Bill O'Reilly here.
Let me tell you what this concept is, Oscar. Crumbs and Whiskers. You know, Sunday afternoon, people rolling around, coming out. You know, they want to pet their little kitty cats, drink their wine, and do that. This is the reason China is going to be at our shores, knocking on our doors when we ought to be worshiping the Lord our God on Sunday, not going out to pet a little kitty cat, Crumbs and Whiskers. This is the wussification of America, in my humble opinion, right here. Crumbs and Whiskers, you know. And I'm sure this is in D.C., right? That liberal bastion of Washington D.C.
Georgetown,
yeah,
D.C.
You wouldn't get if you went down to let's say Danvers, Virginia. You wouldn't have people out there, or Danvers, or Dumfries, whatever the hell. You wouldn't have these Crumbs and Whiskers places. You know why? Because people are slaying the dragon. And, you know, they're going to be sitting out on their patio having a nice ice cold brew. That's the way to spend a summer afternoon. Not going into some liberal bastion. You know, they're probably going to give you Bernie Sanders stickers at the same time as you're petting your little kitty cat right there, your little gatito. That's what I'm saying.
El
right
gato.
Now. El gato. It's gatito is kitten, Rob.
Gatito is kitten.
Oh, okay. Well,
thank you very much.
Cool.
Yes, I know my Spanish. Yeah. Kitten is gatito.
What do you think Shannon will be wearing? And would there be a way you could somehow, like, sneak a
cat suit?
Awesome. Now, like a costume, or like
no, I remember. Oh, I remember. There was I went to the Kennedy Center with a young lady who will go nameless years and years ago.
Yes,
and we went took her to see Phantom of the Opera, and I remember that she slipped into a cat suit, and I will never.
Wow.
That's back when there was a period of time where cat suits were actually in vogue. Vogue.
Yes.
And women wore catsuits.
Oh,
and
man.
She was,
look at you.
She was quite stunning, really, in the catsuit that she wore to the Kennedy Center. I remember when all the old farts were there, you know, looking like, oh, my God. What's that? And I said, hey, we'll see you at Crumbs and Whiskers Sunday. Come by with us.
You should somehow figure out a way to take some piece of her clothing and dip it in tuna juice. And so the catnip will be all over. Yeah,
I think the laser
catnip
pointer,
in her shoes. Catnip in her shoes. Mm-hmm.
Right. The laser pointer will be fantastic. You know, I'm actually going to go to a place. It's up here in Maine.
Right.
And what's it called? It's called Milk Bones and Nad Licking. That's it.
You get a free jar of peanut butter when you walk in.
Sure.
That's a real party.
Yeah, it's really not big, Mike, not big for the date scene, but very popular.
Gets lonely up here in the Northwoods.
Sure.
You know? Well, by golly, who brought the Skippy? All right, very good. Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with Oscar Rotzi right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The summer wind. It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I am Gary Stein.
And on the next episode of our show, you're going to try to get me some help?
Well, I didn't say I was going to try to get you help, but I was going to get somebody help on the show. Who else would it be?
Is it a mental thing or a physical thing?
You'll find out.
All right. You can hear it on the next episode of the show. Subscribe to The Tony Perkins Show on iTunes.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blinds.com. Whether you're tackling a home improvement list, battling harsh UV rays, or just want to spruce up your home, shopping with Blinds.com makes the process a no-brainer. You can beat the summer heat with a beautiful insulating cell shade or drapery, and your barbecue guests will have it made in the shade with a perfect patio sunshade.
Nice.
Plus, you can always try your blinds before you buy them with the Blinds.com Window Shopper app. It lets you try out every single window treatment virtually on your very own windows. It's fantastic.
So cool.
Find great discounts the entire month of June at Blinds.com or choose dinner and a movie with any purchase of $299 or more. Just go to Blinds.com/easy, but it's only in the month of June, so go there now. As always, you get free color samples, free shipping, free expert decorator advice, and prices that crush the prices you find in stores. Blinds.com takes care of its customers in so many ways, like the Sure Fit Guarantee. If you measure wrong, Blinds.com will remake your product, and they will do it for free. They did it for me with my plantation shutters in my kitchen in Florida. There's never any risk to you because Blinds.com really cares. Blinds.com, as seen in Mike O'Mara's kitchen and now in his bedroom.
Nice.
Now, without further ado, let's get to it, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the entertainment news of the week with Oscar Rotzi.
Fellas.
Kitty cat. Yes.
Dustin Diamond will go
Screech.
To jail. Yes. You remember I mentioned the stabbing incident he had?
Yeah, it was ugly.
I feel like he's been arrested so many times in the past 3 years, ever since his sex tape came out.
Yeah.
How do I say this delicately? Dustin goes to jail, and if he participates in some of the extracurricular activities one can find in a correctional facility, just hope that... That he is on the receiving and not the giving.
Oh, so you
for
have
for the sake of whoever might be his the subject of his affection. Did I say that?
Gently enough? Yeah, that's good.
I didn't know. Got a rather large. Okay,
such a vested interest in it, Mike.
Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, nice. There we go.
Saved by the Bell.
Great show.
The remake, not so good.
Not so good.
Not so good. He did not get saved by a Wisconsin judge. He was sentenced to 120 days in jail for the bar stabbing incident where he claimed self-defense.
Such a loser.
Diamond also got 15 months probation, and he cannot return to the scene of the crime. He's got to also pay $1,105 in restitution. Not so bad for stabbing somebody.
Yeah, I know. What kind of total loser gets in a bar fight?
You would have thought Zach could have at least called in on his huge cell phone and gotten him out of it.
I don't think those guys are bailing
out. Anything worse
than
that would be if he blew his knee out.
Oh, Pat.
Mike, do you know who Scott Storch is?
Scott Storch, Larry Storch's brother?
The better-looking Storch brother, Mike.
Agarn from F Troop. That's the only Storch I know is Larry Storch.
He is a world...
Who said I'm dumb?
Thank you.
A world-renowned music producer. And in the 2000s, I remember he was everywhere. The type of guy that they would do an MTV Cribs about, right?
Okay.
At one point, his fortune was worth $70 million.
Do you know offhand
from doing music? I'm sorry, Rob, go ahead.
I said, do you know any artists he produced?
He had a bunch of hits for example, like any major hit, like Enrique Iglesias, like all these major pop artists.
Wow, okay.
At one point, I think when he was slumming it, he was working with Paris Hilton. But in general, there's a lot of dollars in producing, and a lot of people don't notice that because they usually don't get the limelight, right?
Right.
Are the dollars on the back end, or do artists pay these guys to produce their records?
I think it goes both ways. Usually the back end deals, if you're big enough, you make it a back end deal.
But I think that primarily they don't get any royalties unless that's built into the deal, right?
Yeah, so it has to be a hit. It has to be a hit.
Okay.
The hitmaker Scott Storch says that he won't be flat broke anymore because he lost that $70 million. $70 million again, like out of the blue. But no, he had a drug problem. So he had a drug problem, lost all that money. He said his comeback is coming because he's got a Rick Ross, Chris Brown, and Tyga album that's coming out that he produced. And he hopes this album, because he's been clean for the last 2 years.
Sounds like blow to me. Sounds like cocaine to me.
That was his drug of choice.
Yeah, cocaine. What they, go through that real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing his cribs. He had the yacht the size of an aircraft carrier. And
right.
I said, I didn't know music producing paid so much. But apparently it did, and he lost it all. Hopefully he'll make a comeback now he's clean and sober.
Good news, well, like, I was going to say, no more booger sugar for him, so it's all good.
Shtick.
Don't get in the way. When you try to get in the way of his, and I'm not going to say, I'm not going to cuss. I swear to God, I'm not going to get in the way of his shtick. But that's all that matters. There's nothing in the world that matters more than his hack comedy crap that he needs to eat. Onto the show as much as possible. And if anyone stands in the way, you will be run over like he would run to the buffet at Old Country. That's what happens when. Do not. Here's a piece of advice. Anybody that ever comes on this show, do not get between Spiewak and his shtick. Do not. Do not get between him and his pun and his shtick. You will die. You will be leveled. You will be flattened.
Booger sugar.
Booger sugar. That's what he wanted to say. He wanted to say booger sugar. Thank you very much.
So, best of luck. He's been clean for the past couple years, and everybody deserves a second shot, right, Mike?
Yeah, I think so. Yes, Oscar, I do. I do deserve a second shot. Thank you. So does Rob for those pun jokes. You know?
Yeah.
He relapses again and again and again.
That's right. I'm like the rat with the water, Mike. I just can't.
That's callback. Conrad Hilton. Is that name familiar to you?
Sure. Not only is he founded Hilton Hotels, but he was a character in Mad Men.
Conrad Hilton was. That's right. I forgot that he was on Mad Men. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, Conrad Hilton is actually Paris Hilton's younger brother, right? So just for
Junior Conrad,
yeah, Junior. Right. They don't put Junior in the actual story for some reason. So
you know, but I remember because he's a screw up, right? Conrad Hilton's gotten in trouble with the law.
So the Junior is obsessed with his ex girlfriend, and they had broken up. I want to say about 2 weeks ago, and I remember reading the story. It's come to a head now where Conrad apparently tried to break into his ex girlfriend's home. Broke in. Her mother was there, and he was doing the bit out of the movies where he's yelling her name.
Oh.
He's just yelling, and by the way, her name is Hunter Solomon. So she's yelling, Hunter, after he broke in and the mom found him in the house.
Oh my God. They had
to call his father to come over, as they called the police as well, to just calm him down, and he got arrested, and they all went to the police station.
Conrad, I believe, is the grandson of the original Conrad.
Yeah, I believe
probably.
So. Yes.
What's scary about this is that just months ago, in February, he went to rehab, right? And he came out of rehab, and this erratic behavior just doesn't bode well for him, especially if he's going through recovery. Who knows if he's...
You know, after having that fellow on the show the other day, Johan Ahari on the show talking about addiction, you wonder... The pressures of, you know, that spotlight of being a Hilton.
Yes.
And I believe this. Maybe his cage is a little stressful as well. Just not finding the love that he needs in his life.
If you're wandering around a house screaming a name, there are better names to yell than Hunter. Because it sounds like you're doing something.
I know. Hunter, kill, shoot, crumbs, whiskers.
Just for context, those of you who know Rick Solomon from the sex tape, that is Hunter's father. So we should know that.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
God, man, is the sex tape so old?
It's pretty old now.
Wow.
They're all getting older.
Mm. Right?
Very scary.
Pretty wild. So the last story I have, thank you, Robert.
One more.
I just want to make sure. apparently, Donald Trump has really, he's affected his business now with all his Mexican slander that he pulled out last week.
Yeah. Horrible stuff, right.
Univision divorces Miss Universe, blames Donald Trump, and comments about Mexicans. So Univision and Miss USA is owned by, partially by Donald Trump.
Sure.
Right? So they're not going to show it on Univision anymore. They gave up the rights.
Wow, really? They just gave it up?
Yeah, they gave it up.
Yeah, because the worst comment he made was that when he said they're rapists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he just did it, you know, in his bigoted way, with his ignorant way, with his big... And he's also polling well in New Hampshire.
Univision is calling it quits with Miss Universe. And what I think is interesting here is that he's a businessman, right? He had to see this coming. He had to see this coming. Mm-hmm. And the Miss Universe and the Miss USA pageant, not so big that it's definitely going to end up on another network.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
But also, I think the ego factor is there, too. That clouds judgment. And I think that's probably going to be his biggest downfall. But who knows? I mean, you know, this could be good for his brand in other areas, but I don't think so. I think it's just getting out of control. And he's got a kind of that clown rep now more than he ever has.
Is he really polling well in New Hampshire?
Yeah. Yeah, he's actually doing really well. But the problem, they're saying a lot of that has to do with the fragmented candidates. There's so many different candidates that are out there that it's easy to look good. But he's getting like some ridiculous 11%, something like that.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. Again, that's Oscarazzi for this week.
Thank you very much, Oscar. We will take a break, come back with our final audio vault of the week with Booger Sugar Spiewak.
That's me.
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies.
Because,
Waze?
Yeah, Waze. W-A-Z-E, the traffic app.
Oh, Dan's not allowed to use that.
Has he been barred by the Waze people?
No, he's been barred by this person.
Why is he not allowed to use it?
He gets real mad real fast.
Why?
Let's be clear here. First of all, Dan can't merge.
Well, no wonder you don't have children.
It's the Bob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. We want you to support our Amazon page. This is our time of the year where we give it the really, really heavy push. If you are a listener to the Mike O'Mara Show and you'd like to do your bit to help us out, please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon and buy anything you normally would. It doesn't affect the price at all. All it does is help our show, and it helps you too. You can click the Amazon button on our website, or you can click on the shopping cart icon on our app. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. It's Amazon.com, and it helps the show. And, of course, you know how good Amazon is. It's a great place to get whatever you need. Amazon.com and Mike O'Mara, we really would love you to help us out. So remember, that's MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon, bookmark it or click the Amazon button on our website or the shopping icon on our app. Thank you very much. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is for Friday, June 26, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
We are going to drop a bonus show later on today where we talk about radio to a certain extent. Cool. And you were talking, Mike, about the gut feeling that programmers have with records.
Yes.
And I want you to review and give me your gut on what Spotify have predicted to be the three songs of the summer. And, you know, when you go back, you can always sort of, in retrospect, figure out what the song of the summer was by the one that you're the most sick of, I suppose. But the number three song for candidate song of the summer, Spotify says Maroon 5. I see her when I go to sleep. I check
my phone when I'm weak. She never goes down to sleep. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of Maroon 5.
Really, this is a catchy one.
Oh, man. Adam Levine, the Vagina Whisperer.
Yeah, and also special points for lyrics on this. This summer's going to hurt like a mother effer. That's what it's
about.
At number
two, Mrs. O'Mara, also a big fan, if that pisses me off.
Yeah, you know what? Next time she says something about him, just say, yeah, but what about his haunted eyes? What about his haunted eyes?
Yeah, she likes those eyes.
At number two, Mike, I love the name of this song. It's by The Weeknd. Can't Feel My Face. She told me don't worry about
it. She told me don't worry. Sounds like everything else I hear on the radio.
Exactly.
Absolutely nothing special, in my opinion.
Who's this?
Called The Weeknd, but spelled W-E-E-K-N-D.
Oversimplified melody, oversimplified lyric, great beat, you know.
Trigger Jack, crap to this.
Crap. You'll never remember. 5 years, you'll forget.
All right, and at number one, their prediction, Song of the Summer by Jamie XX. I know there's going to be good times. Pop quiz, it's a pop quiz. This sounds more vanilla and like everything else than any of the songs.
Yep, absolutely.
By August, Mike, you'll be blasting this on the porch.
Yep.
Give me a little more of this last one. Give me a little more. Jesus Christ, what are they playing over that house? You know, now that I've heard a little more of it, I agree with Rob. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, let's get away from music and talk about something that has some sort of, you know, some meat to it, some content.
Okay.
Did you know that Jackie Stallone...
That's all you need to say. Get me to laugh.
Did you know that Jackie Stallone practiced astrology with many of our most recent presidents?
Jesus, that's scary. That's
and don't take my word for it, Mike. Here's Jackie to tell you more.
I was the astrologer for Ronald Reagan. He was an Aquarius and she was Cancer.
Yeah,
so she was very homespun and very protective of him. And he basically, he was a very unique person. Knew.
Listen to the slurps. And there's really no other way to describe it. Yeah, it's about every other sentence. Yeah. She goes.
Yeah, let's listen to her over Botox lips.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like you're Crumbs and Whiskers.
Very well. I knew the Bushes very well. Now, there's a couple, both are Geminis, husband and wife, but they have a lot in common, different deckhands.
What?
Normally, married to the same sign is a boar, unless they're in a different deckhand. People have to know that, because so many people say, gee, what am I going to do? He's the same sign as I am. Does that mean we're doomed? No, let's go for the deckhand. Let's take the Obamas.
Yeah, because when she's dealing out the tarot cards, it's a different deck hand when they are handing out the stuff. The thing that now when this was when I pulled this audio, she's in an interview setting,
right?
Even though no one else is talking to her, but I like to listen to it back, imagining her in a dimly lit room all by herself, just talking to herself.
The horoscope, the committee, Democrat Party hired me to do. And at the time, that was the most interesting thing because
she's like in a corner of the home, right where she's up against the window.
Mike, from
she's just talking to herself.
From the last season of American Horror Story, The Asylum. Exactly.
I feel like every time one of these tapes surfaces, it reminds me of when we used to think that Osama bin Laden was dead, and then all of a sudden a videotape would surface, right?
Hello, Americans.
Like, where did she come from?
she will live forever.
Was she in Tora Bora? Like, where did they find her?
He's a Leo. That makes no difference. But the thing is... They kept saying, well, she'll be vice president. I said, no, she's not even going to be anything.
Mike, it's Jackie Stallone from her spider hole.
You know, I'd love her to get like a scoop of peanut butter before she talked. How would that sound?
No.
My deckhand. Her deckhand.
It's
too painful. That's enough. Oh, my God.
All right, very good.
Painful.
But I wanted to bring you a little Jackie. Oh, and you mentioned in our last episode, Family Feud is, for the first time ever, the number one syndicated show in America.
Beating Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. Absolutely unprecedented.
For a couple days, I've been sitting on this clip, and you mentioned also that the reason is they do great with their viral marketing. Mm-hmm. This is a great clip. Steve Harvey hosted the show.
And I never get tired of these, by the way. That's why everybody loves these. That's why the show is becoming so successful.
It's this question to do with pork, Mike, and I think you're going to enjoy this.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pine.
You pine.
Good answer.
Yes. I smacked it. Yes, lunatic.
Pork. He said, "Cupine."
This is the greatest answer I've ever heard.
I feel you. It's number one.
Oh, my mama.
Pow. It's number one. Oh, really? It's going to be number one on YouTube. But
see,
it's
going
to be number one on I bet every dollar I got. You the only person that said Cupine. Cupine.
Not on the board. I'm so sorry.
That's great.
And this actually, I didn't know you were going to talk about stuff posted on Facebook. And I can say this guy is okay. He's going to be okay. He was on a motorcycle. He had a GoPro camera on. Mm-hmm. He took a corner and ran into a fire truck.
Oh, I saw this.
Man.
Did you see this?
It's
around that
bend. Horrifying.
Unbelievable how he survived this. I don't know how that happened.
But the audio is chilling.
What's wrong?
My left leg hurts so much. What happened though?
Stay still, Jesse. I gotta cut your sleeve off.
And amazingly, he's going to be okay.
Broke legs, ribs, everything.
Right? It was the stuff horror films are built on. And the thing is that it was so sudden that that was the fastest they could get the siren on to alert, and they're coming just around the corner, man.
And GoPro, I mean, we got to buy stock.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's become a thing. It's become a thing.
Stuff. Right? Absolutely incredible stuff, and used by bad people as well, unfortunately.
All right, and let's close with something a little more lighthearted. Everybody's running for president.
Today, Bobby Jindal announced he's running for president, and next week, Chris Christie will announce. Yeah. That's right. One guy who's been to New Delhi and one guy who's been to every deli.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's great. Oh, I love that one. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we will see you at, what is it, Crumbs and what?
Crumbs and Whiskers.
Crumbs and Whiskers. If you want to send anything to the Mike O'Mara Show, send your kitty litter to TMOS Box 20. No, don't do that. TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email rob@MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara relies on our partnership with our listeners. We like to spotlight sponsors every now and then. This week, it's Graze.com. We'd love you to get your free box of snacks at Graze.com. Check them out for us, and we would really, really appreciate it. And who doesn't want free snacks?
Right.
Help us out. Help them out, and we'd appreciate it. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to check out Amazon Prime Instant Video. The white banner is on our website, and it gives you instant movies and TV shows. Amazon Prime Instant Video. Click on the white banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you can start your free trial right now. And now you can shut off your computer.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.